This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli, starting the second half of the show with what I hope is a helpful guide for your holiday shopping plans. I have a short list of recent DVD releases of TV shows that you might want to give or drop hints to get this year. Let's start with my favorite new box set of 2010. From Shout Factory, it's The Larry Sanders Show, the complete series, containing every episode of the HBO comedy that starred Gary Shandling as a neurotic talk show host. The series was televised from 1992 to 1998 and focused on the behind-the-scenes planning, scheming, and absurdity that goes into putting on a TV talk show. That sensibility extends to the new box set, which includes a ton of behind-the-scenes elements of its own, including a random piece of audio from co-star Rip Torn, who played Larry's foul-mouthed producer, Artie. Torn is recording a list of mild euphemisms meant as substitutions in case The Larry Sanders Show, the real one, ever was syndicated in a milder form. Hearing Torn read the list all at once is as ridiculously funny as the fact that he was asked to record it in the first place.
Miscellaneous Wildline Library, take one.
Crap. Friggin'. Ass. Bullcrap. Horse hockey. Hell.
Okay.
That's enough. Thank you. What about this golf?
Also in the bonus material are lots of deleted scenes. Most of them richer, longer, and more entertaining than most material stuffed onto DVD sets as extras. In the show's brilliant finale, for example, Jim Carrey stops the show as the celebrity who serenades Larry the way Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson on his penultimate show. But the DVD extras continue that scene through the pretend commercial break, as Carrey drops his showbiz act and talks frankly to Shandling's Larry and his sidekick Hank, played brilliantly by Jeffrey Tambor.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm here for three good reasons. Last show, big ratings, movie coming out. Bim, bam, boom. Otherwise, I'd be sitting home watching Nightline.
As usual. Is too...
You didn't, you know, mention anything about the movie.
What?
You didn't say anything about the movie. You didn't mention
the Truman Show?
No.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say anything, did he, about
no.
Truman Show?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't believe this.
I don't think
Do I have
did.
A clip, too?
Huh? There was a clip. Yeah, but you didn't bring it up.
See, that's your fault. As a host, you should have led me in that direction. Even Jon Stewart can set up a friggin' clip.
Oh, that is not necessary. You know what? Why don't you stay and do another segment? And then I'll show the clip.
Nah, shot my wad.
Can I say something? Cable guy, underrated.
Well, thank you very much, Henry. You ever get tired of kissing ass? You know, you're the most talented person on this show. I've always believed that. You have something very special, and yet you squander it here. You know, this show going off the air could be a blessing in disguise for you.
You think so?
Nope.
Nick?
Good luck.
Another new complete set from Fox Home Entertainment is recommended not because most of it is new to DVD, but because it is complete. It's 24, the complete series, and comes out December 14th. Just in time to give or get all 8 seasons of Jack Bauer's Very Bad Days. It's a huge set and hugely expensive. But for rabid fans of 24, it's the ultimate package, at least until the movie comes out. Another complete series, which has been out for 2 years on DVD, but only now has been released on Blu-ray, is HBO's Deadwood, which ran from 2004 to 2006. It should have run for at least 2 years longer, which even series creator David Milch now admits on the DVD extras. Giving a guided tour of the mammoth, realistic, now deserted Deadwood set, he says, "I find all of this infinitely depressing." But Deadwood is one of the best TV drama series ever made, And on Blu-ray, the dirt and grit of Deadwood seems even dirtier and grittier. It looks simply astounding. Ian McShane, Keith Carradine, Molly Parker, and the rest are truly amazing as residents of an outlaw western mining town. To me, Deadwood is as good and as infinitely rewatchable as The Wire. And that's as high as my praise gets. Another impressive new Blu-ray release is an HBO miniseries, The Pacific, the companion drama to Band of Brothers. On Blu-ray, the battle scenes in The Pacific are both jaw-dropping and teeth-rattling. And there's a lot of enhanced video on the Blu-ray, where you can be fed facts and stories instantly about the drama as you watch it. But don't do that the first time you watch it, or the accompanying annotations will spoil a lot of the dramatic surprises. It's hard to imagine anyone being unhappy with at least one of these sets. But since they all come with rather hefty price tags, I thought I'd end with recommendations for two smaller, less expensive new releases that make for great gifts. For any lover of musicals, there's Evening Primrose, the first time on DVD release of Stephen Sondheim's 1966 made-for-TV musical. It stars Tony Perkins as a poet who avoids rent in New York by hiding illegally in a department store and coming out only at night, along with other people who had the same idea. It's strange and a bit dark, but it's also wonderful. And finally, for the very young people on your list, or the old ones who are young at heart, there's another vintage TV musical treat. It's Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, the 1962 holiday special with Jim Backus as Ebenezer Scrooge. The classic media release gives you both a Blu-ray and a regular DVD for one low price. The animation is so static that, to be honest, Blu-ray does nothing for it. But the music is by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, who at the time were collaborating on Funny Girl. It's the first animated Christmas special ever made for television, and there's something about it, after nearly 50 years, that's positively delicious. Maybe it's Tiny Tim singing about razzleberry dressing. But I've road-tested it on today's young kids, and it still delights. Just like any of these DVDs would.
Will we have a gander and some razzleberry dressing?
Oh, razzleberry dressing would be nice.
Will we have a pudding made of liver while we're guessing?
Or maybe razzleberry dressing twice.
We haven't had a hen since I can tell you when. We love a hen again
with razzleberry dressing.
We've been so awful good,
from me down to the baby,
and we're not made of wood.